We're finally getting some good weather continuing to warm up. It means more people are spending time outdoors. That means the exposure for Lyme disease is increasing since ticks thrive in wooded, grassy areas. We're revisiting an interview I did just a little bit more than a month ago with Nick Hamilton Honey from Cornell Cooperative Extension. Well, hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Community Connection. It's only March, but Nick Hamilton Honey says it's not too early to start thinking about ticks. And I said, really? Nick is the natural resource and sustainable energy educator for Cornell Cooperative Extension in Canton, and they joined me on the show this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Not too early to start thinking about them?
It's not too early.
Okay, where are they now? Oh, it's been really cold. Aren't they dead?
They're not dead. So this is a common misconception that, you know, this colder weather can actually kill them off. A lot of them can make it through this weather, and we can't rely on the cold weather to kill them off. And any temperature above 32 degrees, even if there's snow on the ground, you know, if you're going through the woods, say, you know, you're tapping your trees to sugar, you're going out with, you know, dogs, there's a chance that you're going to be able to pick up ticks on these sunny, you know.
Right. And we're getting, I mean, we've had obviously fluctuating temps, but we're going to get some warmer weather even later part of this week.
Yep.
So we should be cognizant of that?
You should be. You should be. And there are lots of things that we can do just as far as thinking about before we go out in the woods. You know, we can make sure that we know where ticks are going to be. So they'll be in shady, moist areas at ground level, but they could be clinging to tall grass, brush, and shrubs. This is probably where we'd pick them up this time of year, right?
And our dogs or our pets.
Yep. Old stone walls, edges of wooded areas, really anywhere where host animals might come through.
And so they don't fall from trees?
They don't fly or fall from trees.
Okay. Deer tick.
Yeah, so that's a misnomer.
Okay. Yeah.
Deer happen to be one of the host species when the ticks are taking their blood meals, but it's not where the tick is actually picking up disease. And that disease can be viruses, bacteria, or parasites. They're actually picking them up from most often from small rodents, especially the white-footed mouse.
Do we have a lot of them in the North Country?
Yes, very definitely. Okay. Very definitely.
Okay, let's talk about symptoms.
Yeah, so if you're out and about, like I said, you want to know where the ticks are. You're going to dress for prevention. You're going to use tick repellents either on your clothes or on yourself. Always be mindful of the label and read that completely. But after you go outside, right, when you come back inside, you want to be doing tick checks and make sure that we're trying to prevent, you know, I missed being able to get that tick off of me before it embedded. I have a tick. So what am I looking for? So ticks come in three sizes. We're going to call them small, medium, and large.
And that's still small.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's still small.
Yeah, the small ones are like
the large are small.
Right. The small is like the tip of a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The medium, and that's the larva stage. The medium are nymph. They're the size of a poppy seed. And then the large is the adult black-legged tick. And that's the size of a sesame seed. If it embeds, let's say it, you know, takes the blood meal from us, drops off, and later on, and this is to your question, right? What are some of those symptoms? Later on, we start having fever and chills or headache, fatigue, muscle aches or joint pains or rash. This can include that bullseye rash, but it can also include other types of rashes because, you know, everybody's body's a little bit different.
And symptoms that we can't always identify. Do I have the flu or
yep.
do I have Lyme disease?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. we'll finish up my conversation tomorrow with Nick. We're going to talk about how to treat your clothing or treat your body if you're heading outdoors, how to properly remove a tick, and just how many tick-related cases we had in St. Lawrence County last year. Hope you can join us.